Chapter 6. When the noise of the crowd surrounding the council had subsided, Holofernes, the commander-in-chief of the Assyrian army, said to Achior and to the Ammonite mercenaries, in the presence of all the foreign contingents,
"Who are you, Achior, and you, Ammonite mercenaries, to prophesy among us as you have done today, and tell us not to make war against the people of Israel, because their God will defend them? What God is there except Seleucus? He will send his forces and destroy them from the face of the earth. Their God will not save them, but we, the king's servants, will strike them down as one man, for they will be unable to resist the might of our cavalry. We will overwhelm them with it, and their mountains will be drunk with their blood, and their plains will be filled with their corpses. Not even their footprints will survive our attack. They will utterly perish, says King Seleucus, lord of the whole earth. For he has spoken, and none of his words shall be in vain. As for you, Achior, you Ammonite mercenary, for saying these words in a moment of perversity, you shall not see my face again from this day until I have taken revenge on this race of people that came out of Egypt. Then at my return, the sword of my army and the spear of my servants will pierce your sides, and you shall fall among their slain. Now my slaves are going to take you back into the mountain region and leave you in one of the towns along the passes. You shall not die until you perish together with them. If you cherish the hope in your heart that they will not be taken, then do not look downcast. I have spoken, and none of my words shall prove false in any respect."
Then Holofernes ordered his slaves, who waited on him in his tent, to seize Achior and conduct him to Bethulia and hand him over to the Israelites. So the slaves took him into custody and brought him out of the camp into the plain. And from the plain, they went up into the mountain region until they reached the springs below Bethulia. When its citizens saw them, they seized their weapons and ran out of the city to the crest of the ridge. And all the slingers blocked the slaves' ascent by hurling stones upon them. So having taken shelter below the mountain, they bound Achior and left him lying at the foot of the mountain, and they returned to their lord. Then the Israelites came down from their city and found him. They untied him and brought him into Bethulia. And they hailed him before the magistrates of the city, who in those days were Azariah, son of Micah, of the tribe of Simeon, and Cabras, son of Othaniel, and Carmi, son of Melchiel. They then convened all the elders of the city, and all their young men, as well as the women, gathered in haste at the place of assembly. They placed Achior in the center of all their people, and Uzziah questioned him about what had happened. He replied by giving them an account of what had taken place at the council of Holofernes, and of all that he had spoken in the presence of the Assyrian officers, and of all the boasting threats that Holofernes would do against the house of Israel. At this, the people fell prostrate and worshipped God, and they cried out,
"O Lord, God of heaven, behold their arrogance!
And have pity upon the lowliness of our people, and look with favor this day upon the faces of those who are consecrated to you."
Then they reassured Achior and praised him highly. Uzziah brought him from the assembly to his own house, where he gave a banquet for the elders. And that entire night, they called upon the God of Israel for help.